A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Wes, I have tried nearly every bottle of American whiskey, but there's one that eludes me. And it recently set a record for the most expensive American whiskey sold at auction in February 2025. And I had the good fortune of running into its creator when I was in Kentucky. So if you want to learn about it, then you need to stick around.
Start an episode without a great big thank you.
Yeah.
Randy, these episodes, everything that you see on this channel is strictly because of the faithful patrons who help support the mission of this channel.
Literally financially impossible without you.
Yeah. We would not be here recording today if it weren't for you folks. The names you see on the screen right now are all those top tier donors who are Patreons of ours, and they're faithful and they love what we're doing over here. And so they believe in it. And so they partner with us to make it happen. And so if you want to learn more about the Patreon options, stick around to the end of the video. We'll talk a little bit more about other ways you can support the channel as well as the mission of this channel. So if you want to know all about those good things, hang out till the end of the video.
Yeah. Now let's talk a little bit about the inspiration for this video. Right?
Okay.
So I was thinking about what I've tried. I've tried all the Van Winkles and BTACs and Double Eagle Very Rare and OFCs and Michter 20 and Michter 25. But there's one bottle that's always eluded me.
Really?
And it's Linnell's Red Hook Rye.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so okay. It is my great white whale.
I've heard a lot about this.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you have been as fortunate as we have and you get to try a lot of things, there's probably going to be something that is even out of your reach.
Right.
Right. And Linnell's Red Hook Rye is one of those things.
It's a real store.
Yeah. So
a real place.
Yeah. The backstory was Linnell had a liquor store in Red Hook, New York.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is that they became like kind of this renowned whiskey destination for people who are looking for unique spirit opportunities and all that stuff. But the area wasn't really known for that beforehand, right? It's not like the locals were coming in going, you know, how many single barrels do you have available? But she developed that in an area where it previously didn't exist. And she became acquainted with Drew Colesvane from the Willett Distillery. And the two of them worked together and created kind of a brand for her store called Linnell's Red Hook Rye.
Yeah.
It was four barrels that were all distilled in 1984. When bottled, some were 23 years old, some were 24 years old. And when released, there was a total of 852 bottles that were produced.
And you didn't get one of them.
No, and this was back before I was even in the whiskey game. I wouldn't have known to even look for one of these. By the time I found out about it, I think at the time they were selling for $15,000 to $20,000.
Man, how cool would it be if somebody watching this actually has one of these bottles in their possession?
Oh, we're gonna talk about that.
That would be super cool.
Yeah. So I went and I looked, and Whiskey Advocate actually publishes the top auction prices each month. And the top 20 auction price list from February 2025, Linnell's was ninth on the list, but 1 through 8 were all Macallan bottles of scotch.
Oh, okay.
And so what that meant was is Linnell's was the highest selling American spirit, and it sold for $32,900.
Man, I'm surprised you didn't bid on that.
I know, right? But this price is actually down from its high a year or two ago. I had this really hilarious experience where a gentleman, and if you're watching, I'm gonna do your accent, but it's only because I'm a redneck from Texas And New Jersey accents are funny to me.
Yes. Okay, and so I want to hear your New Jersey.
So I get a phone call from this guy, and he's like, hey, I'm a big fan of your show. Me and my son, we're about to start our own podcast. I want to see if we couldn't work together.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. It was like classic to me. It was like, I felt like he was in like the back room of like this old Italian restaurant. Yeah. There was a bunch of dudes sitting around a table all wearing suits. Like, that's how it felt.
He's got a ring on every finger.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. Absolutely. And I don't want to give too much information away because I'm not trying to put this guy on blast, but the conversation started, you know, he wants to, basically his idea was he wanted to reach out to me and he wanted to do this big community roundtable that included all of the top YouTube producers, right?
Okay.
And he was saying to me, he's like, you know, I could put together a real good event. I got everything, man. I mean, I'm talking every bottle you can think of. I've got it.
Dude, I love this.
And accent. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, this is my shot. Yeah, this is my chance.
It's your chance.
Right? I'm like, if you have everything. And he starts running through the list, right? And he's like, I've got a Booker's Rye. I've got all the years of the different Thomas Handys. I got this. I got it. And I go, hey, do you have a Linnell's Red Hook Rye?
Mm.
And he goes, oh, I don't know. Hold on. Hey, son. Do we got a Linnell's Red Hook right back there in the bunker? And he's like, no, Dad, that bottle's like $55,000. And the guy goes, well, I don't have that one, but I can get it. And I was like, whoa.
If you get it.
Okay. So
if you can get it, you are in the mafia.
Yeah. And so fast forward a little bit. This guy, we communicated back and forth, and I'm like, look, I do know the other content creators, and I actually do think this is a really cool idea.
Yep.
Like, could you imagine if, like, every big channel, like, all we all got together in one, like, round table and then cracked this, like, unbelievably epic, like, the top of the top, hardest to find bottle? I was like, this is cool. So we talked a number of times. He ends up following back up with me, and he's like, I found it. He's like, I had to do... You're like a weird deal, but I found the bottle. And I'm kind of thinking at this point, like, is this guy serious? Yeah. And then a couple days later, he FaceTimes me. And I hop on FaceTime and he literally unboxes a Linnell's Red Hook.
Oh my gosh.
And I believe he paid $55,000 for it. And so the price, that $32,000 price, that's down from its highs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
And so another story about this bottle. So Owen, who created the bourbon secondary market, and when the government came in and kind of shut that down, Owen ended up opening the Neat Bar that's in Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I got the chance to tour their new location that's in Bardstown. Super freaking dope. But he pays attention to what's going on in the vintage spirits world because that's kind of his business.
Yeah.
And remember last year, Justin's House of Bourbon and Bourbon Outfitters, they kind of got in trouble with the Kentucky ABC. Well, one of the times I was talking to Owen, he said like, hey, they actually just had a big win in court against the ABC. Like the court seemed to be siding with Justin's House of Bourbon.
Really?
And I was able to confirm that part of the ruling was because the ABC had confiscated a number of really valuable vintage bottles from Justin's House of Bourbon, but they didn't store them properly. And they put them in like some cheap storage facility and it leaked. And one of the bottles that was damaged by the leak was a Linnell's Red Hook Rye.
Oh my goodness.
And so they were able to go to the court and be like, this bottle judge is selling for like $55,000. And these guys over at the ABC didn't store it properly. And at the end of the day, we believe we're going to get these assets back. But if they're destroyed because of their improper storage, like, what good is that going to do us?
Right.
And the judge was like, all right, just don't touch the bottles. We'll let you store them so that they're secure. Just don't do anything to them until all of this is adjudicated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know the guys at Justin's because they carry the Prideful Goat. And I was there one time discussing, you know, are they going to pick up some of my new SKUs and all that stuff? And I was like, hey, I heard a rumor that y'all have a Linnell's Red Hook Rye. And he said, we do. And I said, can I just look at it? And he was like, nope.
Can't even show you.
Can't even show you because of the court order.
Yeah.
So
a healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a 1-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
So then this last week, I went to Kentucky doing some barrel picks.
Yeah.
The crew and I go to Willett. I was there to try. Everyone talks about the egg salad sandwich. I had never tried it.
Okay.
So I went there to try the egg salad sandwich. And while I was there, I ran into Drew Colesvane.
Oh.
Who is an awesome guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So he comes. I was talking with their barrel coordinator, who is Josh. I've met him because we did this single barrel with him. Mm-hmm. And so I go up and I say hi, and I'm introducing him with the Houston people that I was there with. And then Drew comes walking up, and I'm like, oh my God, like, this is Drew Colesvane, right? Mm. And so I was able to ask him, like, what was it like creating Linnell's Red Hook Rye and all that stuff? He turned out to be, like, super awesome. He probably spent 30 minutes with us. He took us upstairs. He bought us all a pour of 13-year Purple Top from the bar and actually had a drink with us.
Wow.
But when I was talking with him about creating Linnell's, he's like, you know, it's kind of funny to me because now those bottles are selling for tens of thousands of dollars. He said, but when we release those... he's like, I made about $20 per bottle on those. And now people are selling.
Well, hopefully you hung on to it too.
I saw one for sale for $100,000 on
that. Oh my gosh.
Right? I mean, think about that. You made the whiskey. It belonged to you. And now you're watching somebody sell it for $100,000 and you made $20.
Oh man.
And I was like, so do you still have any? And he's like, absolutely not. He's like, whiskey's made to be drank. I drank that stuff years ago.
Oh my gosh.
It's funny because I have seen a Linnell's Red Hook Rye online. I've even been on a live stream. I've never seen one in person. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
And I wouldn't do much for Klondike Bar, but I would do some shady stuff.
I was going to say, what would you do?
Yeah, I don't know.
A bottle of Red Hook Rye.
Some shady stuff. To get a hold of
someone
else.
Now, if you have one and you're watching this,
and you want to be on the show,
put whatever shady crap you want Randy to do for that bottle in the comments.
Yeah.
And we may be able to film that and make that work.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Welcome back to Pretentious Whiskey Reviews. Today, we're evaluating the 1982 Pappy Van Winkle. Ooh. I'm detecting a hint of Bolivian virgin tears and East Indian, no, West Indian grasses.
Y'all, you don't need all that crap. All you need is an American Whiskey Aroma Kit from BourbonRollTalk.com. Developing your palate is a learned skill. Over time, you can train your taste buds without being a douchebag. Get yours today at BourbonRollTalk.com.
I'm also getting Indian nutmeg. So that is currently the most expensive bottle of American whiskey.
Man.
Is Linnell's Red Hook Rye.
Mm.
And it's my Great White Well.
Just to set your sweet lips on that one time.
Yeah, you know what's funny is like I went and read some reviews because I was like, I need to get rid of this like burning curiosity.
Yeah.
Right?
It'll kill you.
It'll
consume you.
And almost every great whiskey I've had, I'm like, this is great, but it's not 1,000 times better.
Right, yeah, sure.
Knob Creek 9 or something like this. And the reviews that I read were like, I wanted this to taste common, and it just doesn't. There's nothing that's this good. So I have all of this curiosity. Of course, sometimes people are influenced that way.
Well, the truth is that Linnell's Red Hook Rye does not taste like a $55,000.
Oh, for sure not.
Right.
No.
Yeah, there is no such thing as that, right? So it's no matter what you spend on it and what you get and how you taste it and how good it is, it's never going to be worth the money that you probably spent on it if you spent over $10,000 on a bottle of whiskey. I mean, it's just like, but It's the chase. It's like having the rare item, and it's sharing that with people. And so, I mean, no matter if you ever get one and what you pay for it, it's not, you're gonna sip it and be like, oh, that's good. But it's gonna be like every other expensive allocated whiskey that's out there.
Yeah, right? Unless you're like my boy in New Jersey that's like $55,000, no problem, I can get it,
no problem.
But I will tell you that after he spent $55,000, I was like, hey, when are we doing this? He was like, I may have to hold on to this one for a little while. It was kind of expensive.
I had to break a few knees. Dude, I want to meet this guy.
Yeah. I already know exactly
what he looks like. It's in my head right now.
Dude, I'm not going to... I'll tell you the rest of the story off camera. But,
oh, man.
But this, like... This dude's... Like, everyone knows this dude's family.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Of course they do. He was on The Godfather.
We're going to do a giveaway. But unfortunately, I don't have a Linnell's Red Hook ride.
Dang it, I was going to enter this one too.
So I thought what I'd do is I'd give away, there's going to be 3 winners, 1-ounce sample pack of some of my favorite rye. So we're going to do Thomas Handy.
Okay.
I still have 1 bottle left of Kentucky Owl Batch 1 rye, which is like one of my favorite ryes of all time. And then due to the affiliation with Drew Colesvein and the Willett Distillery...
Yeah, we got some good Willets.
We're gonna give out a 4-year rye from Willett and an 8-year bourbon purple top from Willett.
Wow.
So okay. There's going to be 3 winners.
It's pretty easy to enter, too. I mean, if you're thinking about, how do I get in on this? Well, there's just a few things you need to do, and they're really easy. You can do them right there from your seat. First thing is you're going to like this video. Super easy. Subscribe to the channel and ring the bell. Ringing the bell is important because that's going to notify you of future episodes, and we give away insanely cool whiskey every single time we have an episode. So you want to know when we come out with an episode. If nothing else, to come on over here, pop in, and try to win some whiskey for free. Last thing you need to do is fill out the web form in the comment or in the description section below. There's a link to it. Fill it out. Basic contact information. We throw that in our randomizer, and we post the results publicly for accountability. And you may be our free winner. So do those few easy things, and you could get your hands on some free whiskey today.
Yeah. Tell them how they can support the channel.
Well, there's a few ways. The Patreon, which we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, that's the best way to support the channel because we do have a mission that we're trying to carry out here. And it's not just about bourbon. It's about connection and helping people to feel like they are not alone in this world. And so our Patreons understand that, and that's why they give. They don't give because they like to learn about whiskey. They give because of what we're doing through this channel. And so the Patreon options are in the description below. You can click the link, go over there, see what fits your budget best, and you can partner with us in making a difference in this world. We've got cool merch at bourbonrealtalk.com. Randy's a real estate agent in Dallas and Houston, gives away epic bottles every time he closes a deal. So if you're looking to invest in any of those areas, buying or selling real estate, hit my boy up on that. All those links are in the description below. So check them out.
Yeah. And if this is your first time tuning into the channel, we'd love to tell you why we do what we do. Yes, we love whiskey. Mm-hmm. We love education. We love whiskey history. But what we really care about is people. And we find that whiskey has this magical ability to bring people together. And that's important to me because I lost a loved one to suicide that was missing some of those social connections in his life. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the connected power of whiskey, I thought, maybe if I could get you connected to whiskey, whiskey would do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. Mm-hmm. And so we started this channel. But if you want connection, you do have to have forums for people to interact with one another. And some of the forums are filled with negativity and hate from people we generally refer to as whiskey trolls, and Yep. They're just
spreading
negativity online. And mm-hmm. So they taught us a couple things. One, we needed to have our own forum that didn't have that negativity and hate. Yep. It's been so successful. It's grown to be one of the world's largest American whiskey forums with over 32,000 members, and there's not a lot of negativity in there. But there is so much community and connection, we were able to start a suicide prevention and intervention nonprofit called LiveStayProject.org that's all administered inside the whiskey enthusiast world. Mm-hmm. The second thing that those trolls taught us was that if they can hate a stranger online, we can love a stranger online, and that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you, and we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers.
The Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.